Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life, celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you for being here with me today at Out on the Limb. We're here to celebrate life and to illuminate the heart, the mind, the body, and the soul. And we are in for a wonderful show today. The theme is Life in the Green Lane with my special guest today, Dr. Blythe Metz, M-E-T-Z. Dr. Blythe is a metaphysician and healthy lifestyle expert who combines the awareness of the energetic world to healthy, simple food preparation to make feeding ourselves easy and, best of all, which we all going to like, tasty. Dr. Blythe understands that people feel eating optimally is too hard, expensive, or time-consuming, so our brain gets in the way and it shuts down all opportunities to create betterment for ourselves. And so that's why I'm so delighted to have Dr. Blythe here today to share strategies for making living in the green lane of health not only easy but tasty. Dr. Blythe, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's such a delight to connect with you. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, no, I love what you're doing. You have amazing videos. That's amazing. And, I mean, I think what you're doing is so important at this time because we know that, GMO is everywhere. And just so for those who may not be aware, but certainly we're going to highlight it, a GMO is a genetically modified organism. It is a laboratory process of taking genes from one species and inserting them into another in an attempt to obtain a desired trait or characteristic, and that's what's happening in our food. And the safety of GMO foods is unproven, and a growing body of research connects these foods with health concerns and environmental damage. In a mere 20 years, GMO ingredients have made their way into most of the processed foods that we are eating. So it's really good for us to be aware. So we have the amazing Dr. Blythe on to tell us more about why GMOs are controversial and how and why they compromise our health.
Well, you bring up a really good point. In the last 20 years, we're really like guinea pigs. I mean, really, they've just put these out into the marketplace without labeling. Nobody knows if they're eating them or they're not. And they're just sort of scientifically seeing what's happening. And more so than injecting a gene from one plant or one species into another, the GMO story is a big story. But one example is, you know, there's a toxin. It's a really long word, but it's called the BT toxin for short. And that toxin is actually it's a pesticide that's injected into the gene of corn. So, and what it's designed to do is when an insect, because it's an insecticide, goes on the corn, it's designed to blow up their intestines, killing the insect. But what's happening now is we have this GMO corn in, you know, 95% of the products that are in regular grocery stores. You know, there's corn syrups, corn solids, high fructose corn syrup. I mean, there's corn in things that you would never think there would be corn in. It's a filler. They're feeding it to the animals that aren't supposed to eat grains or corn to begin with. And what's happening is that this toxin that's designed to blow up the intestines of insects is doing little mini explosions inside people's intestines, which is linked to autism. One thing that they see is that in the autistic spectrum, there's a lot of leaky gut syndrome. So this BT toxin is getting inside of us, and of course it is. You know, it's like, where do we think it's going to go? We're putting it actually in the gene of the corn, and then we're processing that corn and turning it into hundreds of different foods, you know, or ingredients for foods, and where do we think it's going to go? And it truly is causing a lot of damage to children, and we don't know. So there's solutions. It's like, don't buy anything that doesn't have organic corn. If there's any corn solid, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, anything made with corn, you know, you stay away from it unless it's organic corn, unless it specifically says it's organic corn, because if it is organic, it's not GMO. So that's one example of you know, really how intensely inappropriate the GMOs are in our marketplace, and nobody knows. It's causing problems.
It is. It's true. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't eat corn for those reasons anymore, and I'm watching my ingredients, and I have, you know, once I became an aware consumer, and I've always been into my health and well-being, and that's the thing that's, I think, that's very scary. Like, you can be thinking that you're eating well and doing all these things to take care of your health and not be aware of the GMOs or the, so you're eating things that are genetically modified, thinking you're eating healthy and not understanding how it's affecting your health. So I think that's very telling. And we won't get into the whole, you know, the big business that allows this to occur and all the political aspects. What we need to do is how we can empower ourselves, which really is what this show is about. So that's out there.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, it is simple. You know, it's like we can learn a few things and eat really healthy and just stay away from, you know, all the things that are really making our culture sick. Because our culture, you know, is largely, you know, in America, is largely overweight. We have a 2/3 overweight, 1/3 obese, and largely medicated with high blood pressure medications, high cholesterol medications. And it's almost commonplace.
Diabetes.
Like after you're 60, it's like, oh, you just take these medicines. And it's like, no, not at all. We have to realize that I took a course at Cornell called Diseases of Affluence. And it really was like, oh gosh, you know, with this diet that we think, you know, this decadent diet that we're eating is hurting us. And all of these diseases, the top several diseases that are killing us now are totally diet related. And therefore, you know, it's like, just get back to eating more plants. I don't tell people to be vegan or vegetarian. You know, I teach people to eat a lot more plants. You know, the plant kingdom is, oh, it's so inspiring. It's so remarkable. It's so, you know, you can never get bored. It's so colorful and so aromatic and so beautiful. And I want to inspire people to fall in love with that plant kingdom again. You know, I hear people say, I don't like vegetables. It's like, oh, you haven't tried all the vegetables. Okay, which ones don't you like? You don't have to eat those, but there's, you know, thousands of other vegetables. And also preparations. You know, someone might say, oh, I don't like Brussels sprouts. Okay, we'll try it in a different way. Maybe you don't like cooking. Who does, right? Chop them up, you know, bake them in the oven, make them like crispy fries, or shred them in the food processor. You can eat raw Brussels sprouts as a salad, really delightfully shredded up. So, you know, it's like just teaching people quick little changes.
Be creative.
Because really, how we eat is so habitual, right? It's like, what did we learn from our parents when we were eating? We eat a lot of those same things. So it's just learning new staples. Throw out the sandwich, and start shredding your Brussels sprouts. Just do something different.
I have so many, I just have questions. I'm so excited. Dr. Blight, okay, I want to go back to one question from earlier, and then I want to come back to the vegetables. I just don't want to forget this because I think that people don't know a lot about it, and you brought it up earlier, and I don't want to lose that thought. Talk about that leaky gut. You were talking about, you know, autism linked to leaky gut, and, I mean, I know leaky gut has, and it's not quote-unquote alternative anymore. It's very mainstream. A lot of traditional research has gone into this as well, for sure. So explain what leaky gut is and how it affects us, and then we can get back to more about those lovely greens you're talking about.
Sure. You know, people wonder, why is allergies such a thing now, right? Why do we have, like, at elementary schools, we have, like, the gluten-free table, the dairy-free table, the wheat-free table. Allergies are connected to the leaky gut syndrome because what happens is when we have food, undigested food, leaking through our intestinal wall into our bloodstream, our body attacks it like a disease because that's not where it's supposed to be. It's not assimilated properly. It's not where it's supposed to be. So our body attacks it and like it's an allergy, and that's how allergies are created. So this incredible rise in allergies that we're seeing with our children is totally linked to GMO and the leaky gut syndrome.
Intestinal. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really
literally open passages in the intestinal wall where food is leaking into our bloodstream, undigested, and our body is attacking it.
And that doesn't just lead to physical things. It also leads to depression, anxiety, different emotional, psychological things that are traditionally psychological.
Because our bodies are...
Serotonin is produced in our gut.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes. The gut and the brain are the same tissue. We both, yes, we have serotonin in our gut, yeah, as well as our brain, and so it causes a slew of issues. And you know, mm-hmm. when you're not feeling good, that also causes depression, right? If you have, if you're the
right.
allergics, the allergy
exactly.
symptoms are,
yeah.
you know, people are, why don't I feel good? Why don't I have energy? What's, you know? And then having to
yeah,
deal with a child, not knowing why your not knowing why your child is having a struggle, you know?
Right.
It's like, what, I'm feeding him, you know, cereal that says, you know, this is a healthy cereal on the box, and it's like, no, you know. The marketing,
right.
you know, marketing is huge. We're led by marketing, and we, you know, people are eating, you know, diet crackers that actually have high fructose corn syrup in them, but they're marketed as like weight loss crackers, or, you know. So we really have to relabel and just not believe marketing when it comes to our food.
Yes, we
yeah.
have to really get educated about it. And again, I mean, I will restate again that the leaky gut is not something alternative. It's not woohoo. It's very evidence-based and very scientifically researched. It's very solid evidence
Absolutely.
For this. So it's
yeah.
not us just here going, you know, this little, it's something real that we all need to address and become more aware of and get educated about and the relationship. So that's why I'm so happy to have you here. And
yeah,
so
and
now
it's being caused by the food that we're eating. It's not something that, like, you're born with or you, you know, it's like
right.
it's actually being caused by the food that we're eating.
It's behaviorally related. So we have power.
Yeah.
That's the whole
yes,
point.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Yeah.
We don't need to blame ourselves. We don't know what we don't know these all the things that we're talking about. If you're not understanding this and you're just taking your health based on what you think of that you're safe in the hands of what maybe the Food and Drug Administration, for instance, knew. So
right,
let's come
right.
back to the solutions.
oh, absolutely, and there are, and there, it is so empowering because it really is all in our hands. And it's really, to make it so simple, eat a lot of plants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you don't even have to worry about foods with labels on them. Buy foods that don't even come in packaging, you know, for the most part of the diet that you eat, you know. Shop in the bulk
okay, so,
section
well, yeah.
with your rice and your quinoa and your, you know, all these foods
well, when
don't
you
really
say
come in packaging.
You make a really good point, Dr. Blake, when you said that the problem is, you know, what goes on in the heads of us, that when we start thinking that it is too hard, too expensive, and too time-consuming. Let's
that's
talk
right.
about that.
Yeah, that's right. It's not. we have a consciousness that says, I don't know how to eat right. It takes too much time to cook. It takes too much time to eat healthy. I don't know how to eat healthy. You know, eating healthy is boring, rabbit food. You know, it's like, oh, it, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, a salad is just, you know, romaine and carrots and cucumber. It's like, no, you know, we get past those blocks. I teach people in consciousness, you know, we walk through a meditation and in consciousness, we release those blocks. It's easy to eat healthy. It's easy
mm-hmm.
to prepare food for myself. I enjoy preparing food for myself. And make preparing food for yourself a romantic, wonderful thing. I mean, it's only in recent, you know, times where we think we don't have to spend any time making food for ourselves. I mean, 100 years ago, most of their day was figuring out what they're going to eat, you know, growing it, farming it, slaughtering it, hunting it, whatever it was. It, you know, you spent time nourishing your body temple. And now we think we don't have to spend any time on it. And that's making a sick culture. We do have to spend time on it. And let's make it fun. Let's enjoy it. Let's make it romantic. Do it with your partner or enjoy cooking by yourself. Have it be, you know, just a lovely time for you. And there's strategies that you can implement for making, you know, your life easier during the week. For instance, when you go to the farmer's market or the grocery store and you get, you know, radishes, fennel, carrots, celery, these kinds of things, you know, spend an hour, wash everything, cut it up, put it in, you know, glass containers with lids in the fridge. And then for the week, you have stuff to go to. So for lunch, that your lunch can be those things with a bean dip or a hummus, so you're getting a good protein. Or it can be those vegetables and, you know, tuna or salmon or something if you're eating fish or, you know. But the idea is to have some strategies where it makes eating well simple for you. So it's just available, so it's there. And that's just a trained thing. You can just learn that, you know. It's like, oh, a couple simple steps
well,
to,
I think
to learn how to eat more healthfully.
Right. It's training the palate, too. Like, if you're accustomed to eating, like, lots of sugar, then you get conditioned, and it becomes, like, your brain gets trained to be sort of biochemical, you know, to be. And we can train ourselves to enjoy foods. You just have to go through the process of weaning off of a certain diet and
it only takes a couple days. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dr. Nicola, it only takes a couple days. If someone decides to do this and not eat any sugar, for instance, for 2 or 3 days, after 2 or 3 days, they won't want any. I mean, usually mm-hmm. that's what we see. You know, it's hard. The first day is hard. You want to go for that mm-hmm. go-to, whatever that go-to thing is. But after 2 or 3 days, it's really amazing how fast the body will adjust. And then also in our meditation, we have that willpower of loving and honoring ourselves, and we are in control. We are masters of ourselves. We are highly self-managed and creating the belief that I am highly self-managed and that I do what's best for myself. And then that's not to say you can never have cheesecake or you can never have steak or a hamburger or what, you know what I mean? It's like, of course, you can have these wonderful things, but what do we eat most of the time? We start to fall in love with vegetables most of the time. And you really will fall in love also because you get the results. You know, we don't see results in anything almost as fast as we see results with changing our diets. I mean, I see results in people in a couple days. And we say, okay, you know what, start drinking those green juices, start drinking green smoothies for 3 days and just jumpstart it. And people go, oh, my gosh, I feel so much better. So then when they feel so much better, it inspires them to continue.
Motivating. Can you talk a little bit about some of those experiences that you've seen and what transformation? I love those stories, and I know the listeners do too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in myself and in so many people that I've worked with and in so many people that have taught me and have inspired me, I've seen massive transformation in their, you know, not only in their personal, how they feel and how they look, but also in how well their life works. There's something really interesting about eating more raw foods, because raw foods, the plant kingdom, you know, this is pure God, right? It's pure, you know, whatever word you want to use, universe, life force. I use the word life force a lot because it's like, this is just life force. This is the gift from the universe for us to eat. This is what we're meant to eat, unmolested, so to speak, you know, unprocessed, not in a factory. It's not under lights. It doesn't have electricity with it. It's, you know, it's just from the earth, right? And when we consume more of that molecular structure, if you will, or more of that energy, more of that life force energy that's just from the earth, something about our life shifts. We shift into a place of like everything works better. Somehow we just got into the flow where, you know, now the right people are coming in, the right opportunities are coming in, the finances are flowing, everyone's healthy, my relationships are working better. I mean, it is really interesting when we start to really make the majority of what we consume pure nature, our lives work better. That's what I've seen. Pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, I live that kind of lifestyle, so I'm a definite proponent in eating greens and living healthy and taking care of yourself. It's tremendous. It's really, the reward is far greater, and it's very, very empowering. And one of the things I'd like to highlight about what you're saying is that when you're talking about the meditation and focusing on your well-being and coming from a perspective, not from a lack and I'm depriving, but how I'm feeding and taking care of ourselves. I think our minds get really stuck and we have a lot of resistance when we think of what we're giving up and we're depriving. The model of what you're gaining and embracing that empowerment, because it's coming from a place that I'm taking care of me, not I'm you know, giving up all my happiness. And the happiness
absolutely
comes from that self-care.
Yes, absolutely. And also, whatever it is, that thing that makes you so happy, that dessert or that meal or whatever, I guarantee you're going to be able to find something that's healthy that satisfies you just as well. I mean, in the raw food world, the desserts, for instance, are extraordinary. Made from cashews, made from walnuts, made from almonds and dates and banana and mango. And, you know, the cuisine is lovely. And if you don't want to learn how to make it yourself, although some of these things are super easy to make, you know, you can go to Whole Foods and buy yourself a piece of raw chocolate cake. Or, you know, so I also really encourage and inspire people that whatever it is that they love so much, they can find a better alternative that they're going to love just as much.
What do you say about the ones who think, because when you're saying that, I mean, I've heard people say that, oh, that's so expensive, it costs more money.
True. I know. It's like, you know, it's like you go and you buy a piece of raw chocolate cake and it's, you know, it's $7 or $8. But I will tell you, it's so decadent and so rich, you're never going to eat that whole piece. You eat like three bites. So it still lasts you like a few days, you know. So it's
right.
really, it ends up not being that much more expensive because for one thing, it's decadent. But for another, you're actually getting real nutrition. You know, if you go buy a
right.
whole like regular cake, it's just like flour and sugar, right? It's just like just empty calories. But when you
right.
get a raw food dessert, you're actually getting real, real nutrients. At least you're paying for nutrients, you know, just like you pay for supplements, right?
right?
But you're actually getting the real thing. So that's how I look at it. Also, in general, I feel like my food bill is really, it's low because I shop at farmers markets and I shop in the bulk bins at Whole Foods
mm-hmm.
or Erewhon is my local health food store. So I don't think that eating really well is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Now, granted, I'm not buying very much meat, organic meats. Certainly organic meats are more expensive. But I also teach people you eat meats less. Instead of eating it every day, eat it twice a week, which is better for you. It's better for your heart. And so just making those little adjustments, and most people realize, oh, yeah, like I feel lighter. I feel, you know, there's a lot of uric acid in meat, which tightens our muscles. In case it's kind of tight and stiff. And so when I teach people to sort of, you know, start replacing those, you know, people think they have to eat meat every day or twice a day, and I start to inspire them towards other choices, they realize, oh, I don't have to eat meat every day, and my body feels more limber. And, you know, flesh takes, you know, I've read that it can take up to 3 days to actually digest out of the system. So that's a lot of work that your body's doing to
mm-hmm.
digest a meal, whereas, like, quinoa takes, like, 25 minutes. To digest out of your system. So your body, you have more energy because your body's not working on digesting something else. Yeah. But I don't preach vegetarianism or veganism because I really do believe in bioindividuality and certain people need
right.
certain things. And I just lived it. I was just pregnant. I have a baby 3 months old and I couldn't believe like what my body was like wanting when I was pregnant. I was like, what is this? Like, are you serious? I was like throwing up everything green. Like I couldn't eat anything green. I'm like, I am like the green juice girl. And I just didn't want it. So that furthered my belief that, you know, we have to really honor what our body is wanting. But all of us can do with more, you know, seeds and vegetables.
Right. And I think,
yeah.
I mean, when we come back to the idea that, you know, that just begin small and change certain things in your diet and see how that feels, and that really opens up your mind to embracing more rather than starting to think, oh, that's just ridiculous and it's too much and it's and I'm not going to give up this and not going to give up that. It's more, let's embrace certain, you know, bits, try this, try that, and then you're embracing more and you're seeing, you're opening yourself up to a different world and different opportunities and a different feeling state as well. So I think that's really
right.
empowering.
Absolutely. Yeah, how is what we're eating going to make us feel afterwards? That's how I like to look at it. It's like, how is this going to make me feel? How is this going to serve me? How is this going to make me better,
you know,
in the future?
Yeah, no. One of the things I read in a study that they did when they'd given people with gastric bypass and when they'd come out of the surgery, they'd expect them to, like, what do you want to eat? And across the board, the first thing they asked for was salads. because you clean out your whole digestive tract, like there's nothing left, right? I mean, of what you ate. So your body, that's actually innately what your body craves when you start feeding yourself all this other stuff that you train your brain to want sugar or to want
yeah.
a healthy thing. So
really
that just really, you know, really further reinforces what you're doing and what you're saying and your message, which I think is really, really strong. We will be, we're kind of coming, closing in and wrapping up to all of this wonderful, wonderful message that you're bringing to us, Dr. Bice. Can you give the listeners a takeaway, what they can take away with them to really empower themselves and just open themselves up to just more green living?
Absolutely. eat more greens. That's what I always say. Eat more greens, and you can do this in a really fun way. A couple of my favorite, if you have a pen, just want to write this down, a couple of my favorite green juices, one of them I call my breakfast of champions, is kale, lemon. So you peel the lemon, cut the peel off the lemon. This is all going to go in your blender. Kale, lemon, apple, or pear, and about an inch of fresh ginger, and water. Put that in a blender, blend it up. It's delicious. It tastes like a lemonade, like a ginger lemonade, but it's green, and you're getting all those enzymes and all that fresh nutrients from those fresh greens. So another really great one is to put cashews and almonds in the blender with kale and a banana and a couple dates. It's nice and sweet. And water and ice. Put that in the blender, and you have both of these breakfast. These are like I ate these for breakfast. They keep you full for hours. They really give you solid nutrition. And there's some simple things that you can just implement and go, oh my gosh, I do like this. This does taste good. And maybe you have that in the afternoon instead of like your afternoon coffee or your afternoon little bit of sweet or something when you feel that lull and you need to be perked up. Perk yourself with nutrients. That's what I want to say. Perk yourself with nutrients instead of with caffeine or with sugar. And you'll see. You'll feel great. You'll see. You'll see.
I'm going to try them. I love it.
If you just remember to eat greens every day, then that'll be it'll serve you.
But I certainly like those little recipes there for well living, good living. I mean, that sounds so easy. And you're hungry. You need something. You do that, and zoom, off you go, and you're really nourished.
Yes,
thank you
absolutely.
So much.
And you know what,
yeah.
Real quick, in the greens, along with the greens, because I really want everyone to eat greens every day, you can buy, look online, you can buy chlorella tablets and spirulina tablets, and they're really inexpensive because it's like the most abundant food on the planet. And spirulina is literally the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. And you can buy like a bag of like 100 tablets for like $7. And you can eat those spirulina tablets, too. If you're on the go or you just for some reason can't eat greens, you can still get your greens in on any given day by eating those spirulina tablets. And they are 50% protein. So I also wanted to remind people that the greens are protein. So that's like a good cheater food if somebody out there is like, I really can't make salads or I really can't drink a green drink, you know. Well, you can take spirulina tablets or chlorella tablets for sure.
Thank you so much. I mean, that is such an amazing final little offering for us. So for the listeners out there, Dr. Blythe is amazing. She has amazing. You can go to her website, healthyrecipesin5.com. That's, again, healthyrecipesin5.com. It's in the message board below. She has a free mini course for all of the listeners, and you can learn to make her 3-minute watermelon sorbet and all kind of good stuff. So please check her out, and we're inspired. Thank you, Dr. Blythe.
Yeah, that watermelon sorbet will be a real crowd pleaser, too, for any summer barbecues you guys are having. It'll be a real crowd pleaser. Everybody loves that. So, yeah, definitely everyone go check out that course. There's lots of great stuff in there.
Thank you so much. You have been just amazing, and I appreciate all of your time.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Nicole. Okay, hon.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Huh, see, lots of ways we can empower ourselves and really simple strategies for really just walking the green path and creating more health and well-being in our life. And that's what we're here to learn at Out on the Limb. And to get more insights in how you can lead your best life possible, go to my website, the Wellness Lifestyle Network, www.welllifenetwork.com. Sign up for my mailing list. Check out the amazing experts. And as always, thank you for tuning in to Out on the Limb. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. I'm right here. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.